Look, just an interesting point, rather than a comment, I guess, but in the years since 2007, it's a fair while ago, isn't it? And the defeat of John Howard, no Australian Prime Minister elected by the people, as opposed to elected by their caucuses, no Australian Prime Minister elected by the people has contested an election. It's been called the Greek disease. And quite frankly, the political cycle in this country is far too short. Since World War II, Australian parliaments have averaged about 30 months, which is ridiculous. Barely time for ministers to become appointed, understand their portfolio, and then formulate and set complex policies, and suddenly you're into the election cycle. If Malcolm Turnbull is being bent on a consequential Prime Minister, he might seek to advance a proposal for fixed four-year terms, such as those that apply in several state parliamentary jurisdictions. This could be done at a referendum to coincide with the next federal election. America, as you know, have fixed four-year terms. You know the very date on which the presidential election will be conducted, albeit they do have two-year congressional terms. Britain have a five-year parliament, and that has been fixed since 2011. But in Australia, no sooner is a government elected than it's obliged to assume an election poll-driven war footing. Everyone's looking at polls. So Tony Abbott, in a very tough environment in relation to policy and international issues, gets rolled by his party. Malcolm Turnbull has to be careful. The honeymoon ends. He too could fall victim to the Canberra disease. It's time we had fixed four-year terms of parliament.